You've probably heard a lot about the total solar eclipse that's going to happen tomorrow, April 8th, 2024. Well, if you don't watch this eclipse, the next one will be in 2044. So you should definitely catch a glimpse of this eclipse, because it is very rare and these total solar eclipses don't happen all the time. But how do these total solar eclipses even happen? And how will you be able to safely watch the solar eclipse, and when and where will you be able to watch it? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of solar eclipses and also tell you more information about how to catch this exciting celestial event tomorrow, April 8th, 2024. All right, let's get right into this special episode. So first of all, what is a solar eclipse? Well, a solar eclipse happens when the moon casts a shadow on Earth. And this is when all these things have to be perfectly aligned. Let's say we have the sun, and the sun is stationary, it's just sitting there. But then we have the Earth that's orbiting around the sun, and the moon that is orbiting around Earth. Orbiting just means circling around it. So at one point, the Earth and the moon will be aligned to the sun. So the sun will be on one side, and the moon will be in between the Earth and the sun. And when that happens, the sun shines on one side of the moon. And the other side, for us, will look dark, and there will be nothing there. That is because of this solar eclipse, and it casts a shadow on it. From the ground, we'll be able to see these solar eclipses as a dark shadow creeping across the sun. But really, it's just the moon that's orbiting around the Earth, and at one point, it aligns with it, casting that shadow on Earth. And if you look at the solar eclipse, it looked like something that's eating the sun, and that's just the moon passing in front of the sun. Totality is when the moon and the Earth and the sun are all aligned perfectly, and that means that you can see the sun's corona. The corona is sort of a little outer layer of it where sunlight sort of escapes, and you can see all of this during totality. Totality is the only point where you can safely remove your eclipse glasses, because totality, those sun rays aren't that much. But what's really interesting is that during totality, or during the time when the sun is completely covered up, it gets darker. Your body starts to feel a bit sleepy because it thinks it's nighttime. You'll hear crickets chirping, birds getting confused. It'll be really, really, it's just a very, very interesting experience. And it'll feel like it's nighttime. But then just about 4 minutes later, it'll be daytime like nothing happened. And those things leading up to totality, those different stages are called partial eclipses. And that is when the moon covers only a bit of the sun and not the entire sun. But if you're in the path of totality for tomorrow's April 8th eclipse, I really encourage you to see that, because it is a very, very interesting and very, very cool thing to experience. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So definitely do that. Now, we have to get into safely viewing the eclipse. Remember, looking at the sun is very dangerous with your own eyes. That's why you have to use approved and certified solar eclipse viewing glasses, or solar glasses. These glasses help shield out some of those harmful radiation from the sun, helping you look at it safely. You can also use solar viewers, and you can also use ways to indirectly view it. Like if you take a spaghetti strainer or colander, you'll be able to see the shadows of the moon and the sun. And remember, never look at an eclipse without your safety glasses first. That is very important, so you can observe this eclipse very safely and observe this very, very curiously, so your curious minds will take over. All right, now to get into when and where you can see this total solar eclipse happening tomorrow. Here are some of the big cities that will be in the path of totality for the eclipse tomorrow. Dallas, Texas will experience totality between 1:40 and 1:44 p.m. CDT. Little Rock, Arkansas will experience totality between 1:51 and 1:54 p.m. CDT. Indianapolis, Indiana will experience totality between 3:06 to 3:09 p.m. EDT. Cleveland, Ohio will experience totality between 3:13 and 3:17 p.m. EDT. Erie, Pennsylvania will experience totality between 3:16 and 3:20 p.m. EDT. And Buffalo, New York will experience totality between 3:18 and 3:22 p.m. EDT. If you want to check the eclipse coverage and the times at your location, head over to the NASA Eclipse website and map that is linked in the description below. Go check it out so you can see how you can see the eclipse from where you live. Some parts of the U.S. might not have a total eclipse, and it may have a partial eclipse, but it's still cool to see. For example, in Atlanta, Georgia, you can have over 81% coverage the moon that's covering the sun, which is still really cool to look at. So if you want to find out more information about that, click on the NASA website in the description so you can plug in your address and find how you can see it. The solar eclipse truly is a really amazing event, and I really encourage all of you to see it, with your safety glasses, of course. And if you do get to see it, take a picture of it with your safety glasses. Remember, safety first. Take a picture of it, or you, and send it to me by emailing me at podcast@spectacularsci.com. That's podcast@spectacularsci.com. Please email your pictures. I would love to see them. And if you have any questions about the eclipse, don't forget to contact us at spectacularsci.com/contact and share your eclipse questions or even experiences. Good luck seeing the eclipse, and I hope you have a wonderful eclipse viewing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science is produced and hosted by me, Akshay Jayaraman. Our theme song and additional music are by Chan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. If you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out, well, grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact and send me your amazing science questions. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science and have fun watching the total solar eclipse. Bye.